It's important because people are living in displacement sites. You know, several thousands or tens of thousands have fled their homes, and about 30,000 are living in displacement sites. And while they're very crowded, and measles is an airborne disease that can be spread through the air, and children are particularly vulnerable, and the disease can have very harmful impacts on children. So while people are living in these crowded conditions, it's very important that children are protected against measles.
And in terms of the campaign, how many children are you expecting to reach?
So far, we've immunized 9,000 children, and I think you said in your introduction, our target is 13,000, so we're certainly well on our way to achieving that target. And the campaign is going on in the five main displacement sites in Wau, the biggest one being next to the UNMISS base. It's a protection of civilian sites. We have people going around the camps with megaphones, informing families that the measles campaign is ongoing and where they can go to get their children vaccinated. So we've had long queues and a good response.
Why are children still dying from measles?
Well, it's a preventable disease, but you know, unfortunately, not everyone has been immunized against it, which is why it's so important to have campaigns like this. Once you have a sufficient number of people immunized against measles, then the chance of it spreading or of there being kind of a mass outbreak are much smaller. And so this is really a preventive measure, given the conditions that people are living in. And we're very pleased to see that families are responding and that mothers are bringing their children, and that we've had the numbers immunized so far that we've seen, which is, as I say, about 9,000.
Okay. And why is this particular campaign necessary when South Sudan has a routine immunization program?
Well, because it doesn't, it's not able to reach everybody. And, you know, we have, at the same time, I should say, while the measles campaign is going on, we are continuing with routine immunizations. But you know, not every child, of course, has been immunized. And so when we have people living in these crowded conditions, it's both a requirement, you know, that the children are protected. It's also an opportunity to immunize children, which perhaps have not been reached up to this point.
And have you been able to reach out to children whose parents are hiding in the bushes in Wau?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I've spoken to some myself. I was at the UNMISS site just yesterday, and I spoke to two young girls who were there on their own. They were living at a UNICEF registration site. UNICEF is working very hard to obviously register all the children who are there, who have become separated from their families, and to reunite them. There are several groups. There are children who are not with their parents, but who are living with either relatives or neighbors. And then there's a smaller number of children, such as these two girls I was talking to, who are there entirely on their own. And so, of course, the priority is to find homes for those children, to find families who are willing to care for these children while their families are traced.
Are you satisfied with the response so far to the campaign?
Yeah, we're very satisfied. The mobilization has been good. The communities are informed. You know, we've seen, as I said, long queues forming. Of course, you know, children don't want to have an injection. There's lots of crying as this is going on. But it's for their benefit, and the mothers know that.